Producer prices, there was no inflation at all in June. By John Carney on July 16, 2025. Prices paid to American businesses for goods and services held steady in June, defying predictions that tariffs would create inflationary pressures in the U.S. economy. The producer price index was unchanged in June compared with the previous month, the Department of Labor said Wednesday. Economists had expected a rise of 0.2% after a 0.3% rise in May and a 0.3% decline in April. Compared with a year ago, the producer price index, PPI, is up 2.3%, a significantly slower rate of inflation than the 2.5% forecast and the 2.6% reported in May. PPI for final demand measures the prices paid to American businesses for goods and services. It includes sales to consumers, households, businesses, and foreign purchasers, a broad array of customers than is measured by the Consumer Price Index. Although it is sometimes referred to as a wholesale price index, it is not an index of wholesale prices. Goods prices rose by 0.3% in June, but these increases were offset by a 0.1% decline in the much larger services sector. Core PPI, which excludes food and energy prices, was also flat for the month. Compared with a year ago, core PPI is up 2.6%, a significant slowdown in inflation from the prior month's 3.0% annual increase. So-called super core PPI, which also excludes a measure of business margins known as trade services, was also flat. Compared with a year ago, it is up 2.5%, down from the 2.7% gain recorded in May. Core goods prices rose 0.3% in June, led by higher costs for communication equipment, manufacturing capital goods, and durable consumer products such as electronics and appliances. These gains reflect strong domestic demand and investment rather than broad-based inflationary pressure. The data offer no clear evidence of tariff pass-through, suggesting instead a shift in relative prices driven by sector-specific supply and demand dynamics. The Labor Department's PPI survey also includes data on intermediate demand prices, which reflect what businesses receive from sales to other businesses for goods and services that are used to produce products for final demand. Processed goods for intermediate demand ticked up 0.1% and unprocessed goods rose by a sharp 0.7%. Prices for intermediate services fell 0.1%.